Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
Now, two pigeons and Coach Prime bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Look at these humans watching pro football on DirecTV without a satellite dish.
I've been watching them watch football for so long, I feel like I could coach like you, Coach Prime.
Coaching ain't as easy as finding your games on DirecTV. How you gonna beat a corner blitz on third and long?
I'd probably just fly over it.
Actually, that's pretty good.
Stream football without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
Y'all ready for this?
This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
1 second and it is over. It was some kind of up and down basketball game today. Arkansas gave Kentucky all they wanted, but the Wildcats hang on and win it by a final of 111 to 102. A shootout in Rupp Arena today. The home team comes out on top. Hey, it was a heck of a game on Saturday. It really was. If you were a neutral observer in another part of the country, I can't imagine that there was a game Saturday that was more entertaining to watch. Now, if you're a Razorback fan, it hurts to lose. It always does. But I don't know how many people expected the Razorbacks to go in and play with a fight that they did on Saturday. And if you love basketball, if you like up and down basketball, it was your kind of game. This was must when it was over.
Thought it was by far our best offensive game, not even close. Thought we played as hard as we played all year. The effort, the focus, the belief, all those things were as good as they've been. It was a locker room that pregame thought they were going to win, halftime thought they were going to win, and throughout the course of the huddles. Thought we showed great toughness. I thought we got on the floor for loose balls. You look at the field goals made, and it's 34-34. The three-point shots, 7-9. We took three less. Rebounding, close enough to, for us, 28-42. That's the number that sticks out to me.
Now, he's talking about the difference in free throws there, and I want to get back to that a little bit later. But I want to speak generally, just for a moment. This has been such a hard Razorback team to figure out. I mean, you know, I've watched them as closely as anyone, obviously, and I've never been able to draw a real read on what kind of team this is. I mean, you think about what happened last week. On Tuesday night, you lost at home to Vanderbilt. For the third straight time, Vanderbilt beat you. Second straight time at Bud Walton Arena. You know, you lose to Vanderbilt in football, you get fired. Now, they're a little bit more dangerous in basketball, but essentially they're still bottom of the barrel. You certainly don't plan on losing two straight times at home to Vanderbilt, and you just don't think things like that are going to happen. And then you turn around, and Saturday, you play a team that at the very least has a chance to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament, and you just played their rear ends off. I mean, you really did. You know, you're up by 9 with 8 minutes to go. Got a chance to win the thing. Couldn't close the deal. You know, you play a lot of things beyond just the five on the floor when you take on Kentucky at Rupp Arena. I mean, it really is you against the world when you play those guys there. I'm sure it's the way teams once felt when they came into Bud Walton Arena. Probably still do on many occasions. It was a tough atmosphere in which to perform, and I thought they performed admirably all day long. Now, there are issues. I mean, that's why they're where they are. But there were also some things out there that, you know, admittedly made you say to yourself, because I did when it was over, if these guys had played this way all year long, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about this thing ending next week at the conference tournament. But they didn't, and we are. And so that's how it's played out. Caleb Battle, the last three ball games, has scored over 30 points. Last time that happened was Mason Jones in 2020. Now, Battle's averaged 37 points over the last three games. It's not lost on me Arkansas is 1-2 in those games. I mean, the object is to win the game. And the object is not to have a player score 30 points in three straight outings. I'm not diminishing it in any way, shape, or form. It's great. Bodes well for Caleb Battle next year. I hope he's a Razorback. And I enjoyed watching it as much as anyone. But they are 1-2 in those games. So things are better. Unfortunately, it's so late in the game that you're going to have to go to Nashville and win five games in a row, which is virtually, at least it would seem, impossible. So what do you do if you're Musk? What do you do if you're the players? Well, this was the head coach talking about that.
Every coach that I've worked for, your job is to try to continue to improve throughout the year. We did not play very well at all against Vanderbilt, but we were down double digits and came back and fought and gave ourselves a chance to put the game in overtime. Although we played poor basketball in that game, we showed some life towards the end of the game. Again, are we making progress? Today we made progress. Yes, we played our best offense, did a great job focusing on the foul line in a very tough environment. Defensively, we weren't that good, but this team has done that to other teams, especially in their own building. We had a chance to beat a team that has a chance to win the national championship. Did we lose? Absolutely. All the credit goes to Coach Calipari and Kentucky. But in that locker room that we represent, I'm extremely proud to be associated with their effort and the way they battled tonight. That's all you can ask a group of young men. That's what they went out and did tonight.
So two games remain. You've got LSU at home Wednesday night, and then you go to Alabama. Strangely, over the last week or so, I've started thinking that Arkansas may be a better team on the road right now than they are at home. Better connected. I mean, connected's been kind of the buzzword this year, but I've kind of felt that way watching them over the last couple of weeks. I don't know what's going to happen this week. I mean, who knows? Last week they lost to Vanderbilt at home and nearly beat Kentucky at Rupp. Who knows? I know LSU has gotten better this year, and they're not going to make the NCAA tournament absent a run through Nashville. They're a pretty good team. I mean, they ran the Razorbacks off the floor in Baton Rouge. Hopefully, there's a little bit of payback in Arkansas's blood on Wednesday night. I think there will be. And Saturday's game in Tuscaloosa could be exactly like the one in Lexington. Now, look, Alabama's good enough, just like Kentucky is. If they really get on a run and you're not playing well, they can beat you by 40. I mean, they can. They're just as capable of scoring 100 points as Kentucky is, maybe more so. In their building. It was nice to see him play well. It was nice to see him compete. It was not a win. Those who take absolutely no stock in moral victories, then that's, you know, it was a loss on Saturday. But there are some signs of life, and it does begin to make you wonder who's going to be around next year. We'll talk about that as we move forward a little bit later in the week. Before we go to baseball, Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company. Want to pause for a quick word for them, my partners in the real estate game. You know, real estate's a big deal. And I'm not talking about land and, you know, swapping and doing all this stuff. I'm talking about buying and selling a house. In my case, most money I ever spent. And I suspect in most people's cases that's true. You want someone on your side of the table who understands the game, and not just the real estate business and whether or not you're going to get the best deal and all that, but someone who knows where to look. Someone who knows where to look for the house that you want, and someone who knows where to look for the buyer that you need. That's what a professional real estate agent does. They're thinking about it all the time. It's not a side gig. It's something they do for a living. It's how they pay their bills. And so they're working for you because ultimately that benefits them at the end of the day. My experience with Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, as a buyer and a seller, was that when I was looking, they knew where to look, and they knew how to get me through the process. And when I was selling, they found me a buyer, and they knew how to get me through the process. We got from contract to close. And whichever side of the table you're sitting on, that's the bottom line, and that's where you want to be. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington County. They're in Benton County. They're in the River Valley, operating out of the Fort Smith office. You've heard us talk about their new office in Branson, North Central Arkansas, Southern Missouri. And you can always log on to WeikerGriffin.com.
Give me the hump!
Building a business may feel like a big jump, but OnDeck Small Business Loans can help keep you afloat. With lines of credit up to $100,000 and term loans up to $250,000, OnDeck lets you choose the loan that's right for your business. As a top-rated online small business lender, OnDeck's team of loan advisors can help you find the right business loan to fit your needs. Visit OnDeck.com for more information. Depending on certain loan attributes, your business loan may be issued by OnDeck or Celtic Bank. OnDeck does not lend in North Dakota. All loans and amounts subject to lender approval.
With Sling, you get all your favorite news programs for just $40 a month.
What if I only watch news about whether or not I can afford a boat?
$40 a month.
What about news about how I lost money on the stock market, then made money on the stock market, then...
Still $40.
What about news I only watch so I have something to make small talk about in uncomfortable situations? Did you know police captured 5 runaway zebras in Washington yesterday?
Well played. Get all your favorite news programs for the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news to see your offer.
Walmart has Straight Talk Wireless, so I can keep doing me. Like hitting up all my friends for a last-minute study sesh. Or curating the best pop playlists you've ever heard in your life. And even editing all my socials to keep up with what's new. Oh yeah, I look good. Post it. Which all in all suits my study poppy main character vibes to a T. Period. Find and shop your fave tech at Walmart.
Now, two pigeons and Coach Prime bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
These humans get the biggest college football games on DirecTV,
and we don't even get a satellite dish.
Enough squawking.
It's Coach Prime.
Bring it in. Sure, they could get all that college football without a dish, but you still got your passion, your drive, your resolve, your...
incredible career as a football icon?
No. That's me.
Stream the biggest college football games. No satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com.
BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or mobile device. Head to BetOnline today to become part of the team. And remember to use the promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here.
Feels good to win three, especially when we didn't play very well today. We still found a way to win because our pitching did a nice job. We hit just enough.
Well, ho-hum, Dave. The Razorbacks won three ball games over the weekend. Knocked off Murray State yesterday 5-3 to complete a three-game sweep. They've won five in a row. They're not clicking on all cylinders, which is obviously what a head coach wants. And the Razorbacks have gotten an abundance of pitching. I mean, like video game-type pitching. The offense is not quite where they want it to be just yet, but the pitching has been spectacular. I mean, all through the weekend. It started with Hagen Smith on Friday, Brady Tigard on Saturday. I'm just mentioning the starters. I mean, there was a lot of bullpen work. Molina started yesterday, worked five innings, struck out 10 batters. And after Gage Wood struggled a little bit, they brought in Will McIntyre, and he ends up going 3 2/3 innings to close this thing out. He threw 43 pitches in 3 2/3 innings, and 37 of them were strikes. I mean, you think about that in college baseball. This is amateur baseball. They may be getting paid, you know, in terms of the NIL, but the level of play is still very much amateur baseball. There is a chasm between college baseball and the major leagues. But I promise you, there aren't many big leaguers that go out there and throw 43 pitches out of the bullpen and 37 of them are strikes. It was really a remarkable performance. He's pitching well, and that's putting it mildly. He's the wild card on that pitching staff. Here's the thing. On a lot of college baseball teams, and I will tell you, on a lot of Razorback teams over the years, McIntyre might be the Friday night guy. You know, at the very least, he's your Saturday starter because he's a guy, and there's – face it, let's be honest. There's lots of Saturday games in the SEC that turn into slugfests. You know, he's a guy that can keep you in the game. So on a lot of teams, he would be that guy. But on this team, his role may be even more valuable. Arkansas has had pitchers that assumed this role over the years. Lots of times, though, it's been because they didn't have great starting pitching. And they needed their best pitcher to be available out of the bullpen on Friday night if necessary. Certainly out of the bullpen on Saturday. Maybe again on Sunday. A guy that you take with you and he pitches twice. And when they've done that, again, it's because they've not necessarily had great starting pitching. Now they've got great starting pitching and they've got that guy. Now I've had a small sample size compared to a lot of people. When I look at this pitching staff right now, you need one more bridge guy. Maybe it's Gage Wood. Maybe it's not. He kind of struggled yesterday. You need one more bridge guy to get you toward the end. When I watched this Jake Faherty kid pitch in that tournament down in Texas, I mean, his stuff was electric. And I thought, he's their guy. And then the next time out, he flounders a little bit. He was warming up on Sunday at the end. They ended up sticking with McIntyre. And Dave said he would do that. If a guy's pitching well, they're not necessarily going to go to the bullpen and get the guy that, you know, has been identified as the closer. You can be a closer as McIntyre was yesterday. He certainly slammed the door shut. It was just a 3 2/3 innings outing rather than, you know, the traditional one inning that you get from a closer. But what about the offense? This was day when the weekend was all said and done.
I don't think we had a sack fly until the last couple of days. Now we have two that I know of. We've hit into a couple double plays that have scored runs, but at the time we just needed to add on. Hopefully in the next few days or in the next week or two before we start conference play, we start putting together some big innings there. But we are putting the bat on the ball and advancing runners. We're just doing the little things there that is helping us win games while our pitching's really, really good right now. The offense will get there.
Back in action tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday, 3 o'clock. UCA will be in town for a single game. McNeese State's in town this weekend, and a week from Friday, conference play begins. So it'll be here before you know it. Hey, are you ready for postseason basketball? We're into March. If you've not downloaded the Bet Saracen app, you're not ready. Because conference tournament play, actually, I think for the women's beginning this week, all over the country. The men will take over next week, and then it's March Madness, baby. Even though the Razorbacks may not be there, they're still going to play, and it's still going to be fun to watch, and the Bet Saracen app's going to be right there with you every step of the way. The latest odds, the latest info, it's all there at Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. The reason it's Arkansas's favorite is because it's Vegas, Arkansas style. You're going to have opportunities to place wagers on Razorback teams, players with Arkansas connections, Razorbacks on the field, on the floor. It's all there at the Bet Saracen app. Now, look, you've got your traditional spreads and money lines and parlays and things of that nature, but they're in-game bets, all sorts of exotic bets. I know they're Vegas odds, but I know if you're going to play them legally, you got to be in Vegas. And I also know that there are a lot of laws in our state. I say a lot of laws. There are specific laws in our state that keep these national betting apps, at least many of them, from operating in our state. So if you're going to be the most informed and the most prepared, you got to download the Bet Saracen app. If you've not done so, you need to do it today. They've got a how to play video. You'll be ready at the Bet Saracen app. A couple more items before we go. Razorback women kind of limping to the finish. They were beating that Ole Miss 87-43 on Sunday. Ouch. They're 18-13. They finished 6-10 in the league. The SEC Women's Tournament is in Greenville, South Carolina, and they'll play Auburn there on Thursday. Softball team went 4-1 at the Wupig Classic. They went extras yesterday before they beat Southeast Missouri State. They host another tournament at Bogle Park this coming weekend. And the Gymbacks beat Mizzou yesterday. And they've got a big dual meet coming up on Sunday. If you're into gymnastics, and I know a lot of you are, you probably know that Oklahoma is the two-time defending national champion. And they're going to be at Bud Walton Arena. They're going to have this at Bud Walton Arena next Sunday. So make your plans. It ought to be a big afternoon at Bud Walton Arena. All right, that's enough for today. It's going to be a busy week. I know I've probably left some people out, and we'll try to get to everyone before the week is over. Basketball team on Wednesday, baseball team tomorrow, and the beat goes on. We'll visit on Wednesday. Till then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store, online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.